We are holding on Nun Tes Amud Beis, about a third of the way down the Amud line, begins Amud Rava, which is where we're holding. Okay. The Gemara says, Amud Rava, Minyan Haro'i Poiter. If you have a count, we talked about this briefly yesterday, now we're going to get more into it. If you did a count which is suitable, that it could have reached 10, and then in the end it didn't, because, for example, one of the animals died, or examples that we'll see soon, nevertheless, it patters the animals. So a very basic example would be, let's say you had 10 animals in the pen, you started counting, then in the middle one of the animals died.
Before you reach 10.
So you don't have 10 at this point, you're not going to actually end up giving mice there, but because you counted, the ones you counted would be potter on the grounds that it was minyan haroi. It was a counting that was suitable to end up at 10. Okay, so the question is, Manole the Rava, where does Rava get that din from? Ilema mehoditznan, are you going to say that he gets it from the fact that we said in the Mishnah, kofas echan min aminuyin l'soichan, we had a case in the Mishnah, we started counting the animals, we said one of the animals that you already counted then jumped back into the pen and got mixed up with the others and you can't tell which it is, so we said kolon pturin, so we say that all of them are potter on the grounds that from now on if you count any of them, there's always going to be a suffix whether they're really chayev and meiser or not. And therefore, so you're going to argue, well, that proves, you would argue, minuyin gufayo de ifturu, how would the ones that you counted already, what did they become potter with? Lav minyan haroi. Presumably, they themselves became potter with minyan haroi. In other words, presumably we're talking about that, let's say, for example, so you have a whole pen with a couple of dozen animals in it, let's say, four or five of them, let's say, started going out. One of them jumped back in. It's now mixed in with a couple of dozen others. So now we would say all of them are potter. Now, none of those four or five, including that one that jumped in, actually had mice they're taken on their behalf yet. They were only counted, and yet we're saying that they're potter, and therefore they pass through all the other ones on the grounds that they're all mixed in. So that would seem to prove that minyan haroi potter.
If you know which one it is,
obviously you take it out and you continue.
Okay.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about if you don't know. So on the face of it, that case in the Mishnah would prove Rava's point. However, because you're saying that one of the ones that you counted jumps back in, and you're saying now it's potter, and all the other ones that it's mixed up with are also potter, implying why is it potter? Because it was counting, even if you didn't actually reach 10. But not necessarily. The Dilma de Aser Ilavayu, maybe it means that actually when would we say that if one of them jumped back in, then all of them are potter. We're talking about when you actually took Meister for it. So you had 10 animals walked out. One of them was designated as Meister. One of the other nine, which now are definitely potter, you don't even need Minyan Haroi for it, because now those other nine are definitely potter. They had Meister taken on their behalf. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about that one of those jumped back in. Maybe the Mishnah is not talking about a case where you counted only four or five and then one jumped back in. Maybe the Mishnah is specifically talking about where 10 came in, where 10 came in. No. That's the case. Because one of the... No, that's the point. The Chiddush will be there. Therefore, that it's not Batal on the other ones or whatever. Okay, however, the Gemara says, Ha'hi'ilay matis amrit. You can't say that that's what the Mishnah means. Because Hatani Minaham Usarin Lasaychan. Because the next case of the Mishnah is where one of the Mu'usarin jumped in. Mu'usarin, on the face of it, means the ones on behalf of which Meister is taken. So that would be the second case where you had 10 animals came out and then one of the other nine jumped back in. And then you'd have so that would be the second case where those nine are Mu'usarin because they've had Meister taken on their behalf. And Mu'usarin with an I in Meloshin S. Meloshin Meister. So the implication would be, therefore, that only when you had, so not only when you had that second case in the Mishnah would be if one of the ones that was already meistered, meaning that meister was taken on behalf of it, jumped in, then we would say what the Mishnah says happened, implying that the previous case
of
the Mishnah.
If
it didn't jump in, there's nothing to talk about. The Mishnah tells us two cases. Both of them involving animals jumping back in. One, the Mishnah says, min ha-minuyin, and the other it says, min ha-mu'usar. Right now, the Gemara is assuming that minuyin means where they were counted. The Gemara is assuming that minuyin means when they were counted and you didn't yet reach 10. And mu'usarin would mean when you counted and reached 10. So if you understand it that way, then the Mishnah is, ha-tani min ha-mu'usarin l'soichan. So then in that case, you would have two cases in the Mishnah. Both of them are talking about where one of the regular animals jumps back in, but one of them would be talking where you reached 10. The other would be talking about where you didn't reach 10, and there would be your other proof. However, the Gemara says, no, the Dumma Mai Mu'usorin might have Dafka. Maybe the word Mu'usorin in the second case doesn't mean the animals on behalf of which Maisa was taken, but rather one of the animals that itself was designated as Maisa. Meaning, in other words, for the two cases of Mishnah, not necessarily is the Mishnah addressing a case where you counted less than 10 and one of them jumped back in. Maybe that's Minyan Arori is not Poiter in that case. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about two cases, both of them involving where you already counted 10. One where one of the other nine jumped in, we would say all of them are potter, on the grounds that each of those nine is potter because Maaser has been taken on its behalf, and therefore it's mixed up with all the other ones, so it passes all of them. The other one would be where one of the Maaser ones jumps in. As we said yesterday, you didn't mark it with the red paint, so the red paint came off or whatever, and now you can't tell. In fact, Jacob Nami, in fact, you can see that is obviously what the second case of the Mishnah is talking about, the Katani Yiru. Because the Mishnah says, what happens if one of the Mu'usorin jumps in? It has to be left to graze. Now, if it was one of the first nine, there'd be no reason you have to leave them to graze till they develop a mum. They'd all be chulin. Obviously, the Mu'usorin must mean the ones that are actually Maaser. And the reason you have to let them develop a mum is because any one of these animals could be the Maaser, and you can't check it outside the Azara. On the other hand, you can't bring all of them as a korban because you'd be bringing cholin into the azara. So therefore, so if you look at it that way, then the Mishnah is not necessarily addressing a case where you counted less than 10. And so we're back to where is Rava's proof that if you counted less than 10, minyan aroi poter. Ela omar Rava. So no, Rava has. But we have to have a proof for it. Minyan aroi means even if you didn't reach 10. That it should that and that if you again you didn't reach 10 and then one of them died, let's say that all the ones you counted so far are potter, or for that matter, it would mean that if one of them jumped in and you can't tell which one it is, that all of them are potter. How do you get that? The Mishnah does not necessarily address that point. Ela Amar Rava, so Rava himself answers. Apparently the question was posed to Rava himself, where are you getting this from? And so Rava himself answers. Omakra Yaver. The reason that I'm not getting it specifically from our Mishnah, it's because the Pasuk says when it describes Maaser Behema, Kola should Yaver Tachas HaShavet. Yaver is in future tense. Anything that will pass under the skin.
We use it
because the Torah could have said, for example, Kola Sha'uver Tachas HaShavet, which would mean, for example, that it's able to walk. Yaver is past tense, so there's an additional thing we can learn from that. Yaver is future tense. You're right, that's what I meant. It's future tense, meaning Kola Sha'kvar Ovar. Not meaning, in other words, that it's potter if it already passed through. Now, we have to figure, my shekvar over, what would we mean if it already passed? E to after ilavayu, if you're talking about the first scenario we said before, you had 10 animals go through, and one of them was designated as meiser, and now you're saying the other nine are potter. Of course, shekhala memra. There's no chiddush in that, of course. As you said before, there's no chiddush, because of course, those nine are potter. Elo lav to ifter ilahu b'minyan aroi. Evidently, the point must be that they were potter with minyan aroi. That's the point. The potter
is future sound.
So you started a count which could have reached 10, and then it was interrupted before you were able to reach 10 by, for example, one of the animals dying, or jumping back in, or what have you. So therefore, so that's those shemamina, that proves it, that yes, minyan haroi is poter. So not only, so therefore, now we can understand the Mishnah, that could be talking about either case. Where you, in other words, the Mishnah could be talking about actually three cases. One, where one of the animal, where you counted to 10, and then one of the first nine jumped in. All of them are potter, because it was already potter from Maaser. Number two, you counted less than 10, and one of them jumped in. It's potter on the grounds of minyan aroi potter. And number three, if one of the actual Maaser ones jumped in, then the Mishnah is saying you have to leave them all to graze till they develop a mum. Can you cover
it? If you don't know which
one. We're talking about if you don't know which it is. Obviously, if you know which it is, you take it out and you continue. Yeah. Tanya Chava say the Rava, in fact, we learn a Braisa, like what Rava said. Hoyulai Asara Tzvoim, if a person had 10 sheep, v'ichnis in the deer, and he brought them into the pen, u'monachamisha, and he counted 5 of them, u'mes echad mehem, and then one of these sheep died. So it depends. Im minaminuyim mes, if one of the ones that he already counted died, no problem. Moinu u'mashlam aleim, you continue counting until you reach 10. The fact that one of the first few that you counted it out and now is outside the pen is dead is neither here nor there. You count the last one that came out was 5. You still continue. The next one is 6. The next one is 7, and so forth. If one of the ones that had not yet been counted, one of the ones that's still inside the pen died, then Minuyim Keturin, the ones that he already counted are Potter because of Minyan Aroi, Vishain and Minuyim, the ones that he didn't count yet, Mitzvah and the Gurdon Acher. Those have to be saved for the next Gurdon if there's another Gurdon to come this year. And then he'll take Maisa Behemah from them then.
The one that's Turin forever.
Turin forever, exactly, that's the point.
They can't, even if they go back to next year and they add it.
Well, one month next year already, yeah. I mean, once you're next year, you're already at Chodosh and Yashin. Instead, you don't take Maisa from Chodosh and Yashin anyway. Once Rosh Chodosh Elul or Rosh Hashanah comes, according to a different opinion, then it's a reset anyway, right? But we're talking about, in other words, you were doing. In other words, what we're talking about over here is, let's say, so you were doing your Maisa Behemah, let's say, before Pesach, the first Gurdon, a couple of weeks before Pesach, as we said in the previous Mishnah. And then, so again, so you counted five of them, let's say, then one of the ones in the pen died, so you don't have enough to finish, because you're not going to have a tenth one, so therefore you stop right there. The ones that you already counted are positive, you know, you can do whatever you want with them at that point, you can check them, sell them, whatever. The remaining four that are in the pen, you have to save them for the next Gurdon before Shavuos. Okay. And until then, you can't check them or sell them or whatever, because of the Takana Dirabana. Okay. More on this topic. For Omar Rava, Rava says, here's a couple of dinim that relate to this concept of minyan haroi. Hoyolo yud dalad tloyim. Suppose the person had 14 sheep. The yichnisim ladir, he brought the sheep into the pen to count them. The yotzu shisha b'pesach zeh, v'arba b'pesach zeh. Six of them went, now let's say, now they're properly speaking, the pen is supposed to have one gateway. And it's supposed to have one gateway, and as we said in the Mishnah, it's supposed to be narrow, so only one animal comes out at a time. Here, let's say you have two. So six of them went out one gate and four of them went out the other gate. And then four are still in the pen. So now we have to figure out. Now we're not talking about, by the way, we're not talking about if let's say so six of them went out of one door and then let's say when one of them starts going out the other door, if he counts that one as number seven, no problem. When we reach the tenth one, it's going to be the tenth one. That's that. What we mean is if he restarted his count, if he counted so the first six went out one, two, three, four, five, six from door one, six of them went out and he counted one, two, three, four, five, six, then four started going out the other door, and instead of continuing, he restarted the count. He started counting again, one, two, three, four.
That.
Well, that's the way you have to figure out. What happens with the four that are left in the pen?
Six went out in one door, and four went out in the other door.
Well, first of all, I mean, one scenario you could have is not necessarily did he know. Maybe it was a very large pen, and he was at one end, and he didn't. And then meanwhile, somebody's at the other end and didn't know what's going on, and they, you know, they didn't have walkie-talkies to keep in touch or whatever, you know. So the other guy started counting. Okay. No, so what happens? Oisim Arba, so what happens with the remaining four that are in the pen? It depends. Im b'pesach hashisha yot. So if they went out the same door as the six that went out originally, then good. Notel achem mehem bash and notel achem mehem. Then you take one of them as ma'aser because now you have 10 went out that door and you counted total from 1 to 10. Bash arim mitzvahs and the gurdon acher, and all the other four that went out the other door are going to have to be left over for another gurdon because they weren't patterned because at that point it wasn't a minyan haroi. Because when you think about it, when four of them went out the second door, there were only four left in here. Even if those four had gone out that door also, you'd only have eight. Eight is not a minyan haroi. You need to reach at least 10.
He
had 14. That's what we're saying. He had 14 to start. He had 14. Six went out at one door. Four went out the other.
Four door two.
Now, let's consider a second. Right. If those four, so what we're saying is like this. If those four go out in the same door as the six, good. Then you have 10 went out one door. You counted them. Right. And the other four, fine. You leave them over for another door. The im lav, if not, if the other four went out the other door, went out the door where the first four went, so now, shisha p'turin, the six are potter on the grounds of minyan haroi, because when the six went out, more than four more were available to be able to go out that door, so those six were counted a minyan haroi, but when you restarted the count with the other four, it wasn't a minyan haroi, because you only had eight left at that point. So therefore, arba mitzvah from the Gurdon Acher. Therefore, the first four and the last four are going to have to be saved for the next Gurdon. So again, one scenario over here is you take Maisa Behemah. You have 10 go out one door. The other scenario is you're not actually taking Maisa Behemah, but you have six of them a potter on the grounds of Minyan Haroi, and eight of them remain chayev because there was no Minyan Haroi yet. So you have to wait till there's
two opinions.
Now, not two opinions. Not two opinions. This is two scenarios. Two scenarios.
Yeah, but you should say that if six go to one and four go to two and four are left in the pen, these that went out to the tutors from becoming a 10 to a 10.
Again, if you counted them sequentially, sure, but we're talking about, let's say again, it's a large 10, and let's say you were sitting at one end and counting, and another guy was sitting at the other end and counting,
okay, well,
and that's the point. In other words, there was no count, there was no single count from 1 to 10. That's the point. In other words, right. But
two doors and two counts.
That's the point. But the point
but
is...
two doors and one count.
Yeah, yeah, then I would say, yeah, if you can see all both doors and you count it from 1 to 10, no problem, then there's no chiddush in there yet. What we're talking about is if there were two separate counts, you started counting the ones from 1 to 6, then you or somebody else counted from 1 to 4.
Right.
So now if the 4 go out the same door as the 4, there's no minyan haroi over there. Because if the 4 that were left in the pen, if they end up going out the second door together with the original 4, the original 4, there was no minyan haroi, because when they left, there weren't 6 in there available to join up to 10. And when those last 4 go out, same thing. Therefore, those 8 remain chayev in Maisa Behema, and you have to save them for the next
door. The ones who went to door 1.
Through door 1, that was minyan haroi.
That was minyan haroi because 4.
Because there were 4 available, so yeah, exactly. Yeah. Similarly, another scenario.
But if the door 2 opens before door 1.
That's one second. Yotzu Abba b'Pesach Zeh, b'Shisha b'Pesach Zeh. What about the other way around?
Yeah.
If 4 went out the one door and then 6 went out the other door,
then
Nishtayru Shem Abba and 4 are left over, same idea. If those 4 end up going out door 2, where the 6 went, same thing. You take 1 from Ma'aseh Behema, and the rest, and all the rest of them are potter in that case. All the rest are potter because both the original 4 and the original 6, there was minyan haroi. The imlav, if not, if the 4 went out the same door as the original 4, are bar b'shisha p'turim, the first 4 that went out and the first 6 that went out are potter, because each of those, there was minyan harori at the time. Ba'arvam, it starts from the Goranacha, and the remaining 4 have to be saved for the next good. Okay, a third case. Yotsu arbab pesach zeh, ba'arvab pesach zeh. Suppose that 4 animals went out each of the 2 doors, v'nishtayru sham shisha, and there are 6 animals left over. So then it depends. Im oisin shisha yotsu b'pesach echad. If all those 6 went out one of the doors, and it doesn't matter in that case which door, because either way you have 4 waiting there already, then no to Mahamecha, then you take one of them from Ma'aseh Behema, Ba'ashav Turin, and all the rest are potter, because each of the original 2 groups of 4, there was minyan haroi, because there were 6 available to make up the count, the imlav, and if not, now what does it mean, if not, so one possibility, if not, Rashi says, let's say, for example, you have a number of scenarios, let's say that they didn't all go, let's say they didn't all go out one door, or let's say they, or actually, no, so one second. So Rashi actually says, let's say that so Rashi, regular Rashi over here says there could be 2 scenarios what happened with the remaining 6. One is that they all went out a third door. Let's say the pen has 3 doors.
Okay.
Another possibility is they just stayed there. They stayed there in the pen. They didn't come out at all. The Rambam gives a different scenario, which is you could also have, let's say the 6. Some of them went out one door. Some of them went out the other door. So then what happens is, our Bob Turim, so then each of the groups of 4 that went out first are potter, because there was Minyan Haroi, the Shishim, it starts from the Gurnacher, the remaining 6, which went out a third door, stayed in the pen, or went out partly one door, part the other, those 6, there was no Minyan Haroi at that point, because they didn't go to the same place as one of the groups of 4. Therefore, you have to save them for the next turn.
It's 3 doors, 1 goes, 4 goes door 1, 4 goes door 2.
And 6 go out door
3. 8 goes door 3,
so the last 6, there's no minyan haroi, exactly. And the same thing if the 6 remained in the pen, same thing, there's no minyan haroi. Because you didn't count them.
Because
you didn't count them. And a third possibility, again, that Amnon says is, let's say some of them went out one door of the 2 doors, and some of them went out the other door. Okay. Anyway, the point is, okay. So the question is, what does Rava want to tell us with all this? The minyan haroi poter. Does he want to tell us this concept of minyan haroi poter? Va'amar Rava chodazimna. Rava already told that to us, that minyan haroi poter. The answer is, mao detema. Yes, but if you didn't have this whole scenario that Rava gave us, you could think like this. Vadai minyan haroi amrinan. When do we say that minyan haroi is poter? Is when it's a definite minyan haroi. Meaning, Rashi explains, let's say, for example, for the original case we had. Let's say, for example, you counted 5 or 6. There's only 1 door, let's say. There's no 2 doors or anything. You counted 5 or 6 of them. You had enough left to be able to make up. Then one of them, and then one of them died. So then you could say Minyan Aroi Poter, because the Vadai Minyan Aroi. There's no question that if everything had continued on normally, you would have ended up reaching 10. There's no other way it could have, there's no other way it could have happened. That's one explanation of Vadai, that's one explanation of Vadai Minyan Aroi. And the other explanation, Rabbeinu Gershom says, is actually Vada Minyan Aroi could be. For example, we said the first case where you had the first of Rava's three cases over here, where you had six go out one door and four go out the other door, we could say if the four is considered more of a Vada Minyan Aroi in the sense there's only one group it can combine with. It can only combine with the six to make Ma'aseh Behemah. If it goes with the four, it's not going to be. So you could call that, you could say that that, so in that case, you could say Minyan Aroi Poter. But you could argue Suffolk Minyan, you could argue
so Suffolk six and the second four, which would be Minyan Aroi in this case.
Well, no. In that first case, we said the four that went out the other door are not Minyan Aroi. That's the point. Because when those four went out, there weren't six left in the pen to count with them. So that's the point.
So six and the remainder.
So again, Rashi understands Vada Minyan Aroi as meaning, forget about two doors. Vada Minyan Aroi means there's only one possible thing that can happen over here, namely that 10 animals are going to walk out one after the other, and you're going to declare the 10th one nicer. Rabbeinu Gershom has a bit more of an expansive definition of Vada Minyan Aroi, which is even where you have two possible scenarios, but only one of them is going to result in Ma'aseh Behemah. Like in this case, you have two doors. The four that are in the pen could go out with the six, or they could go out with the four. But only if they go out with the six is there going to result a Ma'aseh Behemah. Because Rashi learns that Vadai, apparently Rashi learns that Vadai has a more narrow definition. Vadai means there's only one possible thing that can happen.
You know, exactly. According to Rashi, it has to be at the beginning of the count, but it should be a total of 10.
Well, everybody agrees there has to be a total of 10 at the beginning.
In one door.
Yeah, right. Oh, right. Again, according to Rabbeinu Gershom, the Gemara is saying over here, the Gemara's point over here is that we're actually not making a distinction between Vadai and Suffolk. You would have thought to make such a distinction, and therefore Rava has to give us a scenario to tell us not. So according to Rashi, the point is, the whole scenario that Rava is giving us is to tell us that not only when there's only one door, do we say Minyan Aroi Poter, but even when there are two doors, according to Rabbeinu Gershom, within the cases of the two doors themselves, Rabbeinu Gershom is saying you can have a case which is Vadai, a case where there's only one way that Ma'aseh Behemah is going to result, versus we had the case, for example, where four went out each door and there were six in the middle, where if they go out this door, they're going to go with this one, and if they go with this door, they're going to go with that one. That would be, according to Rabbeinu Gershom, Suffolk Minyan Aroi. So you could argue Suffolk Minyan Aroi, where does a Suffolk, whether there's going to be a Minyan Aroi, the Chazi Lahacha or the Chazi Lahacha, because conceivably it could go to either one.
Exactly, but it's still a certainty that they're going to go one to one.
No, because the six could go out a third door, or they could go half out of one door and half the other.
Okay. There's two doors.
No, but even, okay, so according to the Rambam, let's say again, even according to Rashi, you could have the six of them remain in the pen, and then didn't go out either door. And according to the Rambam, okay, you could have some of them went out one and some of them went out the other. So anyway, the point is, in that
case, one door, instead they're going to remain in the pen.
No, but if they remain in the pen, which one is Meister?
You don't know.
Exactly, that's the point. So
But
that's the point. So you could argue Suffolk Minyan Aroi, when there's only a Suffolk, the Chazi Lahacha or the Chazi Lahacha, where, for example, the remaining six animals could go with this one and create Meister, or go to this one and create Meister, maybe Loyam Minyan, maybe we wouldn't say Minyan Aroi Poter. Kamash Malan, that is Rava's point, that even in that case, we say Minyan Aroi Poter, even when there are multiple possible scenarios.
Yeah, because out of these possible scenarios, one would certainly happen.
No, because again, well, maybe.
Unless you say they stay in the pen.
If they stay in the pen, then that's it. It's not necessarily going to happen. But that's the point. In other words, even in that case, we're saying the first two groups are poster anyway, because each one of them was Minyan Aroi. That's the point. Even though it's a stalker, whether either of those, according to Rashi, the point is, neither one of the, and actually according to Rashi and according to Rabbeinu Gershom, it kind of amounts to the same thing in this particular case. When those first four go out, are they necessarily,
with
two doors, when those first four go out, is there necessarily going to be Ma'aseh Behemah on that side? Not necessarily, only if six more go out that side. When the second four go out the other side, is there necessarily going to be Ma'aseh Behemah on that side? Not necessarily, not must the six go out on that side. Only once the six go out on one side or the other, only then is it determined which one. So you could argue then maybe, for example, maybe if it end up going out the first door, maybe the second four should not be potter on the grounds of Minyan Aroi, because it was only a suffix whether it was ever going to be a Minyan Aroi. as opposed to, let's say, when there's only one door, or as opposed to, according to Rabbeinu Gershon, there are two doors because only one way where those animals go out is going to result in Ma'aseh Behemah. Maybe you could argue that's not Minyan Haroi. Rava wants to inform us, nevertheless, it is Minyan Haroi, and it does pass it.
I mean, Minyan Haroi could mean countable or countless.
Minyan Haroi means that when you were counting these animals, there was the possibility that it would end up to be that it would end up at 10, and you would have Ma'aseh Behemah. That's called Minyan Haroi.
They were not counted yet.
They were counted. Some, yeah, no, some of them were. That's
some
point.
Were not.
The Minyan Haroi refers to the ones that were counted so far.
It refers to the ones
that were counted, which were counted. Yes, those ones that were counted. As long as, when they were counted, there was a possibility of, with the other animals that haven't gone out yet, of reaching 10, then it's called Minyan Haroi.
You have to agree on the definition.
Yes, okay. The Amar Rava. Rava says, here's another game. Hoyu Chamisha Asotloyim. Suppose a person has 15 sheep. Lo Yoyim, and Rashi says it doesn't have to be 15. The point is he has more than 10. Lo Yoyimer Ever Asara. He shouldn't say, he can't say, I'll pick out 10 of them. Let's say, for example, Rashi says, so Rashi Ksavyan says, we don't mean, for example, that he says, let's say I'm going to pick the scrawniest 10 or the fattest 10. He just means I'm going to pick 10 of them particularly, however I choose them, and I'll put them into the pen, the Etoman Asad, and I'll take one of them as my sister, and then the rest of them will be potter, because there was no, that's the point, you can't. Ella coins on the deer, you have to bring all 15 of them into the deer. In other words, what Rava is saying is you might have thought to say like this, look, the Chachamim said I can't shecht or sell my animal till I take Ma'aseh Behemah. But the fact is I only have to take Ma'aseh Behemah one out of every 10. And I have 15 of them. So why shouldn't I be able to pick 10 of the animals, say these 10 are going to be the ones that I'm designating for the next garden. Meanwhile, the other 5, I'm going to say I'm designating for some future garden later in the year. Therefore, right now, I should be able to shecht them or sell them or whatever. And the 10 that I have, I'll bring them into the pen. You can't do that. Ella coins on the deer. You have to put all 15 of them into the pen, meaning that all of them now are also to shecht or sell until you finish. Or mosi asara, you have 10 of them go out. Out of those 10 that go out, you take one of them, and only then do the remaining ones count for the next girling.
It
doesn't matter. The point is, it's more than 10. Tanyanami Hochi, you learn similarly in the Braisa. Hoyulai Chamisha also Floyim, a person has 15 sheep. Lo Yomer ever, exactly the same thing as Rava said. Lo Yomer ever Asara, he cannot say that I'm going to take 10 of them. And Rashi Ksavyad said, we're not even talking about where he's saying, let's say that I mean to take the scrawniest or the fattest one. Regular Rashi says, let's say he wants to say to himself, I plan to take the scrawniest ones. And that way Meiser will be one of those. You can't do that. The Etoman Echad, and I'll take one of them by Shark Turin, and the rest of them will be Potter. Ella Koins and Madir, you have to bring them all into the pen. The note of Moiti Asori, you bring 10 of them out, the note of Menachod, you take one of them as Maisa, but Vashar Mitzar from the Goran Acher, and the rest of them count for another girl. The point is, Rashi says there's two chidushim over here. Number one, you can't pick which ones you're going to be putting into the pen. And number two, you can't say once there are ones left over from 10, after 10, you can't say they're potter completely. As you said, they count for then not so they have to count for the next girl.
Okay.
No, Yavo would mean Minyan Haroi. We're saying that there's no Minyan Haroi over here. The point is, you can't pick which ones you're going to be bringing from Ma'aseh Behemah. You can't pick the individual animals. No, what we said, Lo Yavakeh means that you can't pick whether it's going to be a Tam or a Baal Mum, right? But the point is also, you can't pick which group of 10 out of the less than 20 that you have are you going to be designating now that you're going to count them from Ma'aseh Behemah. You have to count them all when they're available.
So where do we take that from?
So that it's Svara, I guess, basically. I mean, the Svara. I guess it's Svara.
No,
so yeah, so there's no reason to think that you should be able to pick and choose it. So the question is, Vahatanya, but we learn in a Braisa a little bit differently. Tisha also Tvorim, if the person has 19 sheep, specifically 19 it sounds like, Lo Yomer Ever Asara, he can't say, I'll pick 10 out of them, but Etelman Echad, and I'll take one of those 10 as Meiser, Rashav Turin, and the rest of them will be Potter. Ella coins the Madir, you have to put them all into the pen, Umoti Asara, take 10 of them out, the note of my Nacha, Rashav Turin. So why are we mentioning specifically 19?
Yeah.
Why would the Braisa bother mentioning specifically 19? If Rava's din applies to 15 or any number between 10 and 20, then why does the Braisa specifically mention 19?
Yeah.
The answer is Tirgum or Rav Huna Bar Schora, Kamei de Rava Berigla. So Rav Huna Bar Schora explained it in front of Rava in the Rigla. Rigla means the Shabbos of the Shabbos of Yom Tov, either the Shabbos before Yom Tov or the Shabbos of the Yom Tov itself, which is when they would be learning Hilchos HaChag, as we learned before. Rigla Meloshim Regel. So the point is, in other words, Rashi says the Shabbos Shalitni Regel Shabbos Darshan Hilchos HaRegel. On the Shabbos before a Yom Tov, they darshan in public on the halachos of the upcoming Yom Tov. So at that occasion, Rav Huna Bar Schora explained it in the presence of Rav. Meaning, when year round, the Rosh Yeshiva were explaining and teaching to their Talmidim in the Yeshiva. You have the a thing in Sefer Yuchsin from somebody writing in the late period of the Gaonim, who mentions that aside from the regular Bnei Yeshiva, you had the Bnei Tarbitza, like the people who are like part-time students, and they come and go and whatever. Basically, you didn't have the general public, wasn't there? Shabbos of the Rigla, you have the general public there as well, because the Rosh Yeshiva, the Rav, is darshaning on the halacha, so the upcoming Yom Tov, they all need to hear. Sort of Huna Bar Schora, on that occasion, in the presence of Rava, explained that the Braise is talking about the Girshi Yeshle Shneipsach Maskinan. We're talking about a pen that has two doors, like we said before. The Yotzi test the Pesach there, the test the Pesach there. Nine animals went out each door. The Heyach Chad Chodzi Lahocha. So now, that remaining one, following the principles that we said before, that remaining one is able to fit with either group. Either group that remaining one goes with, you're going to have a group of 10. So that's why the Braisa makes a point of mentioning 19. In other words, the point is, the Braisa may be saying that, the Braisa may be implying that if you had less than 19, or if you didn't have 9 went out of one door, if you had less than 19, maybe you would be able to choose. Maybe you would be able to choose 10 of them. Because anyway, you're not going to reach, there's going to be some of them that are not going to end up being counted for mice anyway. But if you have exactly 19, and 9 go out one door, and 9 go out the other door, now you have Minyan Haroi with each one of them. Because you have one left in the pen, which could go with either one of them. So we should say that's why the Braise is saying that in that case, because you have Minyan Haroi on the other 18, and you have this one is necessarily going to be the Maisa, whether it stays in the pen, whether it goes out, because not shooting the Ale of Kaddish, the 10th one is automatically Kaddish anyway. So therefore, the Braise may be talking about that case. So the Braise may be talking about that case. So it's not a contradiction to Rava, because the Braise is talking about a different case. The Braise is talking about where you have a scenario where the last animal is going to be Kaddish no matter what you do. If you have, let's say, 15 animals, then you have, not necessarily, there's no particular animal that you can say at any given time during the count is going to be Kaddish. Even once 9 have gone out, you still have 6 left in the pen. Any one of those 6 could walk out the tent. But if you have 19 and 9 go out one door and 9 go out the other door, automatically you know that 19th animal is going to be Kaddish, and it doesn't matter at this point whether it stays in the pen or which door it goes out of.
Is that the same case as having 9 have gone out and 1 left in the pen?
But in that case, there's no chiddush. Then the Braise doesn't need to be telling us that you can't pick 10 of them because you only have ten to work with anyway. What the Braise is telling us is even if you have 19, you can't say to yourself, well, you can't say to you now, well, because you have to think of it like this. If you have 19, suppose you have 19. Suppose you have a scenario like this happens. What are you going to have? You're going to have one animal from Isa Behema. All the other 18 are going to be potter on the grounds of Minyan Haroi. Now, if you hadn't done that, maybe, let's say, for example, if you had said to begin with, fine, I'm just going to take 10 animals, I'm going to put them in the pen, and I'm going to end up counting to 10, and one of them is going to be Isa Behema. What you would result in, there's a better chance that later on this year there's going to be another Maisa Behema, because you have 9 animals left that you're going to save for the next garden. All you need is one more newborn animal, and presto, you have another Maisa Behema to take up the garden. So the Bryce, what? If you have 19, and you decide I'm going to actually explicitly pick 10 of them that I'm going to count towards Maisa Behema, then you might argue maybe you should be able to do that because. Maybe you should be able to do that because there's a better chance then that you're going to end up with more animals left over for the next garden, as opposed to if you do it the normal way, you put them all 19 in the pen, you may end up with a case where not only you have only one Maisa Behema, but where the other 9 are poultry because of Minyan Haroi. Nevertheless, the Braise is saying you can't do that.
You cannot.
if it happens that you end up with all 18 of them, apart from them, you're not really good, but you can't plan to begin with. You know what? I don't want to use the excuse of minion Roy. I'll set aside 9. I won't count them at all. I'll save them for the next burden, and the 10 I'll count and then give my advance to them. You can't do that.
You cannot do it because what?
Because you can't. Because you can't pick which animals you're going to be nice with. You have 19 available now. Therefore, those 19 have to go into the pen. It might happen that then 9 of them are going to end up being Potter without mice having been taken on their behalf. That's not your problem.
Right. But that's you, fine. That's fine. I understand that the reasoning. The question is, we knew from the beginning whether you had 10 or more than 10.
The difference is, Robin mentioned a case where you have 15. The difference is when you have 15, not necessarily at any given time of it are you going to end up with animals that are going to be poached from Minion Haro. You might not. As opposed to with 19.
And you still cannot pick.
Right. So you can't pick. But even if you have 19, where you could argue that I'm trying to forestall that things should be potter from Minion on the grounds of Minion Arroy, I want to make it that I have a better chance of taking another Mice Behemoth later this year, and therefore I'm going to save 9 animals and hold so that they don't go out the other door, et cetera. You still can't do that.
I don't see what the...
Okay, I'll explain it later then.
Because in both cases, you cannot pick whether you have more than...
Okay, but in Rava's case, you're not picking for the purpose of making sure that they're not poached from Minion or Roy. In the Bryce's case, you might be. You might be trying to be more firm than you need to be, let's say, and say, for example, yes, there's a possibility they'll be poached from Minion or Roy, but I don't want to use that loophole, and therefore I'm going to set them aside so they haven't even been counted, and there's no Minion or Roy, and can do only the other 10. Can't do it. Whereas in Robert's case with 15, you don't have that necessarily.
Okay.
So the question is, okay, the Lishni Lei, why doesn't Rav Huna Bar Chora explain the Braisa differently? Because in Shemona Tisha, let's say that the Braisa is talking about where you counted 9 animals, V'chimota Asara, and then let's say, for example, you could talk about the Braisa could be still talking about 19. Let's say you counted 9 animals. Then when you came to the 10th animal, you decided to restart from 1, Kori Chad Meresha. Then you start counting from 1, and the Braisa is telling us that you can't do that. Maybe the Braisa is wrong. You counted 9 animals, then you decide I'm going to start over from 1, and then you can count the 10th one, number 1, the 11th one, 2, et cetera, and then the 19th one you call number 10. And the Braisa is telling us you can't do that. Why doesn't Rav Huna Bar Chora explain it that way, rather than having to talk about two doors? The answer is, Kasavar asks you in the Ale of Kaddish, because Rav Huna Bar Chora holds that the 10th animal is going to be Kaddish no matter what you called it. Even if you didn't call it, even if you called it number 1, or even if you called it any other number, even if you didn't call it anything at all, it's still going to be Kaddish. So saying 1 when it comes out is not going to make a difference.
Because it's still the
10th. So therefore, so he says, the Braisa... Well, you might have thought maybe the Braisa is talking about that scenario, but no, because the Braisa isn't talking about that scenario because automatically, as soon as the 10th one comes out, it's going to be Kaddish. Okay. What about the Lishni Le Begurin? Okay, why doesn't he answer... Why does he say the Braisa might be talking about yet another case? Suppose that you have, fine, it's the Golden, it's the time for Maisa Behemah. What there was, it's the time when you're counting. Umnon Zugas Zugas. Let's say, for example, you could be talking about where you counted the animals in two pairs, in pairs. In other words, let's say, for example, so you have two animals come out, and you count them as pair number 1. Two more, pair number 2, et cetera. Then what happens? So now you have 18 animals came out, that's 9 pairs, and then the 19th animal is coming out. So now again you have a case of Minion Haroi, because you could say that this 19th one could go with either group of 9 that you have so far. If you have,
you already have a 10th one.
That's the answer. The answer is Kasavra Asiru the Minion Behemoth so Kaddish. Rav Huna Bar Chora doesn't like that explanation of the Braisa because he holds whichever one comes out 10th is going to be Kaddish, even if you counted them in pairs or threes or whatever. Yeah. We're going to talk about that after the next Mishnah, but we're going to talk about that more after the next Mishnah. But yeah, Rav Huna Bar Chora would hold that the 10th one is going to be Kaddish regardless because it was the 10th one that came out. So according to him, there's no scenario where you counted 9 pairs and then you're going to talk about what happened to the 10th pair.
Technically, the Torah seems to suggest that you should not count them by pair or by triplets.
Well, maybe not necessarily, but we'll get to that after the next mission. Wait. Okay. Omna of Nachum Leitzchak. So Nachum Leitzchak says, you want to know what happened over here? Zakoi image of Rav Huna Bar Schora. Rav Huna Bar Schora's mother has a tremendous schus that she had such a son, Dishani Le Shmaite Berigla Kishmaite, that Rav Huna Bar Schora was able to answer the question to Rava in Rava's presence using Rava's own shitta, Minyan Aroi Purchase. That he was able to accomplish that. It means that his mother had a special schus, that she had a son who was such a great Talmid Chacham. Rashi Ksavyad adds another detail. It's not only that it was in Rava's presence, and it's not only that he was able to use Rava's own svara to answer a question on Rava. It's also that it was on the Shabbos of the Rivla. It was, as we said, on the Shabbos of the Yom Tov, when the whole public is there, the whole Olam is there. So now he becomes much more famous because now everybody was there and they saw what happened. It wasn't just like it was confined within the four walls of the Medrash. Not Rava's question. The question we had on Rava is that Rava was talking about a case where we have 15 animals. Why did the Braisa mention specifically 19 as if to imply that this din does not apply with less than 19? And Rav Huna Bar Schora answers because the Braisa is talking about a different detail of the din. That even if you have 19, and even though you might say that you're going to try to avoid Minyan Haroi and just set aside 9, which won't be part of the minion at all, and save them for next time, you can't do that. But yes, the same thing would apply with lesser numbers as well.
Yeah. Why would it be a preference with 19?
I just said, because with 19, if you have 9 go out one door and 9 go out the other door, at that point, all 18 of them are potter on the grounds of minion at all.
Because 2 are left.
Because there's 1 left.
One left.
There's 1 left, whichever side that 1 goes out is going to be part of a group of 10. And even if it doesn't go out, before we talk about the case, let's say you have 6 left in the pen. Here we're talking where you don't know which of those 6 is Maisa Behema. This year, it is the 10th one, no matter how you look at it. So either way, it is going to be Maisa. And yet the Braisa is saying that you can't manipulate things to say to begin with, I'm going to set aside 10.
So that's a multiple trick. Even... I hear what you're saying. It's the fact that you were sure that the tenth would be your tenth, you can still not predict.
Right.
Is that correct?
Pretty much, yeah. Well, yeah. Okay.
Whereas with 15, you would
with
not
15, be you will, yeah, you can't be sure which way exactly. Okay.
And initially we thought you wouldn't be able to predict unless you know that which one is the tenth. But here we come to disprove that.
So now we're saying you can't pre-pick which 10 you're going to put in the pen in the first place either. Even if when you put all 19 of them in the pen, even if it's inevitable that you're going to have the last animal in there is going to be mice there, you still can't pick that which 10 you're going to put in there to begin with.
Yeah, but why would there be a case of 19? Because it's the only case when you're sure which one is going to be
that's the
second
point.
One.
That's the point. And that's what Rav Bar Schora is saying. That's why the Braisa addressed specifically 19, but not to say that you wouldn't have similar genius with 18 or 17 or 15, as Rav said, yeah.
Yeah, then you would have a suffix.
Well, then, yeah, okay.
But in this case of 19, it's the only case where you would not have a suffix.
Right.
And still you cannot.
And still you can't, right, still okay. You can't get the head.
Okay,
fine. I Mishnah says, last Mishnah, Yotsu Shnayim Ta'achas, if two animals come out of the pen together, Moina Oisam Shnayim Shnayim, you count them two by two. Now, the goose that we have in front of us is Shnayim Shnayim. However, it seems from Rashi and from Tosfos that what we mean is Moina Oisam Shnayim. Not you count them. The Rambam actually understands, as we're going to talk about in the Gemara, that if you have, let's say you do have two animals come out at a time, then you count them in pairs. But and we're going to talk about that in the Gemara. But Rashi and Tosfos, through understanding, and their Girsa, apparently it's just the word Shnayim, without the second time Shnayim, means, let's say, sometime in the middle of the town. It could be the first one, it could be the middle, it could be the middle, or whatever. Accidentally, two animals came out. You have to count them you have to count them as two separate animals. You can't say, well, they both came out together, I'll count them as one. So you have, let's say, you counted 1, 2, 3, then you have two come out together. Don't think I'm going to count this one only as 4. You have to count it as 4 and 5. Yeah. Well, 1 second. Minan echad, and if you counted them as only one, then you have a problem. And you counted them as only one. If you counted those two that walked out as, let's say, the fourth and fifth, you counted them only as number 4, and then the next one that comes out, you're going to count as 5, and so forth, then you have a problem. Shiva asiri mikokolim. The 9th one and the 10th one are going to be messed up. One second. We're going to talk about soon where you have groups of them. We're going to get to that. Right. Here we're talking about all of them were coming out one by one, but then in the middle, punk, you had one group that came out as two. The Mishnah says if you count them as one, eventually when you get to 9 and 10, your 9th and 10th ones are going to be messed up. Now, what does that mean? Rashi has three explanations over here. Number one is because what's going to happen eventually, you're going to reach the one which you think is number 9, really it's number 10. You're going to reach the one that you think is number 10, really it's number 11. And as we're going to say in the Mishnah later, if you mistakenly call the 9th one number 10, or you mistakenly call the 10th one something else, then you have a problem. So over here, if you mistakenly call the one that you thought was 9 is really 10, and the one that you thought was 10 is really 11, then you have, you're gonna have a mix-up over here. You're gonna have a problem, as we're gonna discuss soon in the Mishnah, what you have to do.
If you count 2 as 1,
that's the point.
There has to be a mix-up.
Okay, that's the first explanation in Rashi, which is that we mean mikokolin in the sense that later on you're gonna have to realize, okay, the one that I thought was 9 really is 10, so that one I'm gonna have to bring as my Sibahima. The one that I thought was 10 is really 11, therefore, as the Mishnah is gonna go on to say, you're gonna bring it as a Shlomim. So therefore, you're gonna have to realize that. Rashi's second explanation is that the Kokolin means it's even worse than that. Neither one of them can actually be brought as a Korban. Because Rashi's second explanation is like this. When do we say that if you... not of the pair. The pair were, let's say, 5 and 6, and you counted them mistakenly as 5. Yeah. Later on, if you continue in that way, you had 1, 2, 3 went out, then 4 and 5 together went out, you counted it as 4. The 6th one comes out, you counted it as 5. The 7th one comes out, you counted it as 6, etc. When you reach the 9th one, it corrects exactly. So Rashi's first explanation is all it means is that later on you're going to have to realize which one is which and do the appropriate things. One of them is going to be the Meister, the other one is going to be a Shlomo. Yeah? That's the first explanation of Rashi. The second explanation of Rashi is it's even worse than that. They're both mekukol in the sense neither one can actually be brought to the carbon. Because Rashi's second explanation is it's one thing if you got mixed up when you reach number 9 and you miscounted it as 10, that's one thing. Then we can say, as the Mishnah is going to go on to say, and as we're going to discuss in the Gemara, that the 9th one, which you mistakenly called 10, has a degree of kedusha. But if your corruption in the count began much earlier, if you counted the 6th one as 5 and the 7th one as 6 and so forth, then already that kind of mistake does not even cause the 9th or the 10th one to have kedusha. That's to have kedusha in the sense to be brought to the curb. Well, to be brought to the curb. So according to Rashi's second explanation, Mekokolin means that both of them are going to have to be, you're going to have to wait until they develop a mum and eat them. Okay, and then Rashi brings a third explanation from what he calls Nimuke Rebbe, the explanations of my Rebbe, which is that Mekokolin means they both have Kedusha. They both have kedusha. Okay, it means in other words, it's basically the case. Yeah, that one of them is going to be Meister, and the other one is going to have to be Shlomim. Yeah. Fine. So the first explanation actually is slightly different than that. What happens is in the first explanation, again, because he thinks the real ninth one, he thinks the number 8, and the real 10th one, he thinks is number 9, and therefore he's going to end up with the kind of mix-up that we're going to discuss later on, where the 9th and the 10th and the 11th are all going to have a degree of kedusha. Okay. Fine. According to the second explanation of Rashi, not if you corrupted your count much earlier, then they're not going to have a degree of kedusha as far as being brought to the carving, only as far as nechol and gemul. But according to the first and the third explanations of Rashi, it doesn't matter. They will have the regular degree of kedusha that the 9th one has when it's mistakenly called 10th, or that the 10th one has when it's mistakenly called 11th, and that the 11th one, yeah. Okay.
Would it be allowed to count 2 at the same time?
You mean if they start coming out 2 by 2? Wait, we'll get to that. Okay, there's another case that the Mishnah mentions, which is brought on the side over here in the Seres HaShas. Yotzeh Shiva Asirikachas, if the 9th one and 10th one come out at the same time, and then you also have a problem, Shiva Asirim Kokolin, then the 9th one and 10th one are also messed up. Because whichever one, if you count, you have Kolin and Meister, are mixed together, and which one is which? You don't know, because which one actually came out 9th, and which one actually came out 10th. As we learned earlier in the Masechta, E.F. Shola Samson, you can't say, even if it looks like they both came out the same split second, inevitably one of them came out a little bit before. Okay. Carlo Lucci, if you mistakenly called the ninth one, here we're not talking about, let's say, for example, you didn't have any mix-ups earlier in the count. You just had the ninth one came out.
You mistakenly called the ninth one ten.
The last Sirici, and then you realize your mistake, and so you called the 10th one 9, trying to make up for it, or the Achad of Rasiri, and then naturally after 9 comes 10, so then you call the 11th one 10 by mistake. Shloshta Mekudoshin, all three of them have a degree of Purusha. What do we do with each one of them? Hachi Nechabamumai, the 9th one, which you mistakenly called 10, you have to wait till it develops a mum, then you can eat it. The Hasiri Meiser, the real 10th one, which you mistakenly called 9, is the real Meiser. That's the one you bring to the Beis Mikdash and bring as a korban. The Achadasa Karib Shlom, the 11th one, which you mistakenly called 10, will be brought as a Shlom. The Oisa Tmura. And also, here's another din. Not only it becomes a Shlomim, but also that 11th one is able to produce a Tmura. If you took that 11th animal, and then you took a different animal, and you said, I'm making this other animal in exchange for this one, then it would be a tmura. The person, it would, well, you're not allowed to. A person makes a tmura. We're going to learn the Masechta Tmura in a few weeks, as the Shem person gets Malkus for making a tmura, but it's chal. The Kedusha now chal is chal on that other animal. Divrei Rav Meir, that's what Rav Meir says. Amar Rav Yehuda, so Rav Yehuda says, what are you talking about? L'chi yesh tmura oisa tmura. Since when does a tmura create another tmura? In other words, Rav Yehuda says, in effect, this 11th animal itself is a tmura, because it was exchanged for the 10th one. You mistakenly called it as 10, but so it itself is in effect a tmura. Now we know there's a din, which everybody agrees to. If I have animal A, which I designated as a korban, and I say animal B is a tmura for that, fine, animal B has kedusha, but if now I go and say animal C is a tmura of B, nothing happens. So Rav Yehuda says, B will continue to have kedusha, and A will also, nothing happens to C, it remains holy. So Rav Yehuda says, in effect over here, you have the real original kedushin, which is the 10th animal, you have the tmura of it, which is the 11th, how does a tmura make a tmura?
The second tomorrow would be which one?
Would be from the 11th to another animal. Omru Mishum Rav Meir, but they said in the name of Rav Meir, it's not a real tmura because ilu haya tmura lo haya korev. The fact is, if it had really been a regular tmura, the 11th, you wouldn't bring it as a korban because it is true with most types of kodshim that you bring their tmura as the same type of korban. For example, a tmura of an oila is brought as an oila. The tmura of a shlomim is brought as a shlomim. But the tmura of a bechor or a meiser is not brought as a korban. And that means a regular tmura. In other words, a person has a regular case, forget about mix-ups of accounting or whatever, a person has a regular meiser behemoth that was a 10th animal, and then he says this animal is a tmura of that one, that other one is not brought as a korban.
And it's considered
no, it has kedusha. If I remember correctly, it has kedusha, and you have to wait till it develops a mum. But the point is, I think so. I'm not sure about that. What? It's not a brought as a shlomim.
Maybe you need two.
No, the point is, in order for it to be brought as a shlomim, it would have to be a tmura of a shlomim.
Right.
So omru mishum remeir, they're saying in the name of remeir, I can prove to you that this 11th animal is not a real tmura, because we're bringing it as a shlomim. If it was a real tmura of a meiser, you wouldn't be bringing it as a korban, because we know the rule. You don't bring a tmura of meiser as a korban. The fact that we're bringing it as a shlomim shows that it's not a real tmura. If it's not a real tmura, then it can make another tmura. The Gemara tells us the story at the end of Hodias, by the way, that you have the whole story. Why does it say over here, Omru Mishum Rav Meir? So it tells the story over there about how Rav Meir and Rav Nosson one time tried to depose Rav Shimon Gamliel as Nasi. They got caught, and then they got punished for a while. And anyway, eventually there came the thing that from now on, they're going to be quoted in the Mishnah. Rav Meir is going to be quoted as Acherim, and Rav Nosson is going to be quoted as Yeshoy. So then the Gemara goes on to say that Rav Nosson, yeah. So then the Gemara goes on to say that one time Rav Shimon Gamliel is teaching this Mishnah to Rebbe, because we know that many Mishnayos existed in their present form before Rebbe compiled the Mishnayos, and he teaches him Acherim Omrim, either Haya Tmura or Haya Korev. So Rebbe says, how are you talking? We're learning their Torah and we don't want to mention their name. So then therefore, so he changed it and made the Lashon Omru Mishum Rav Meir. So at least like this, Rav Meir's name is mentioned, even though, so the Gemara says, he still didn't want to say outright Rav Meir Omer, but at least he mentioned Rav Meir's name, Omru Mishum Rav Meir. Rebbe says to his father, Rav Shimon Gamliel, how are you talking? We're drinking from their water, we're drinking from their Torah, and we don't want to mention their name. So Rav Shimon Gamliel tells him, yeah, but they tried to depose the Nasi, and then Rebbe says, yeah, but it's a generation later, et cetera. So anyway, so that's how the Lashon becomes Omru. So that's why the Lashon became Omru Mishum Rav Meir. Actually, Rabbi Yosef Shaul Natanzan has a very interesting explanation about it. He says, we know generally when there's a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, generally the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. However, that's only when Rabbi Meir's name is mentioned. When Rabbi Meir's name is not mentioned, then the halacha is like him. Like Stam Mishnah is usually Rabbi Meir, and the halacha is usually like a Stam Mishnah. If it's said over here, Rabbi Meir Omer, Ibu Hayat Tumur Allah Herakarev, it would imply the halacha is not like it. Therefore, the phrase, first Acherim Omer, and then Omer Mishnah Rabbi Meir, to imply that in this the halacha is like it. No. The Gemara says that usually we call Rabbi Meir Acherim. When Shas, when you say Acherim Omer, it means Rabbi Meir. Nothing necessarily to do with Acher. Nothing necessarily, but over here, what we mean is Talmidim of Rabbi Meir said in his name that Elohai is Maria.
But he just
to know. So therefore they said Omer Mishra Rabbi Meir. Well, no, if it had said Rabbi Meir Omer, then it would mean the halacha is not like him. Okay. Fine. Mishnah continues. Koro l'chi asiri. What happens if you call the ninth animal number 10? V'l'asiri asiri. Then you call the tenth one number 10. Or l'achad asir asiri. And then you call the 11th one also 10. Your record is stuck that it's repeating over and over. 3 times. Ein achad asir mekodesh. But then the 11th one is not mekodesh. The ninth one will be Mekodesh. Well, we learned yesterday that Reb Shimon would say that not. Reb Shimon would say the ninth one is only Kodesh, only if you mistakenly called the tenth one something else. He says if you called the tenth one 10, then retroactively the ninth one is not Kodesh. The Chachamim here in the Mishnah are saying nice, not like that. The ninth is going to be Kodesh if you call it 10 no matter what. But the 11th is only going to be Kodesh, even if you called the tenth correctly. But in Zachlal, the general rule is, if the name of the tenth was not uprooted from it, in other words, if you called the tenth one properly 10, or even if you didn't call it anything at all, because Asiri Me'el Kodesh, Ein Achadot Mekodesh, the 11th one is not Mekodesh. The 11th can only be Mekodesh only if you called the tenth one 9. That's called Nekar, that you uprooted the name tenth from it and called it 9. Again, we said, let's say, for example, so you have, let's say, the ninth one came out, you called it 10, then you realize your mistake, and you count called the tenth one 9, figuring, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 9, and then I'll continue with 11. And then, though, force of habit, from 9, you go to 10, and therefore you count the 11th one as 10. So because you counted the 10th one as 9, therefore the 11th one you counted as 10 is able to pass the show. But if not, then 9. Okay. So it's more sorts of. Amar Rav Yechanan. Minon zugos zugos. Here's your answer. Suppose you're counting the animals in pairs. Now, that could mean that two animals are coming out at a time. It could also mean, let's say, for example, that you're counting, let's say, two animals come out, one after the other, and then when the second one comes out, you count one. And then the fourth one comes out, you count two, and so forth. Or, kinteron, or you count them by hundreds. The din is, asiri l'minyonoi hu kodesh. The tenth of his counting is kodesh. So what do we mean, l'minyonoi mai? What do we mean, of the tenth of his counting? Rav Mori Omer L'minyan Shaloi Kodesh. Rav Mori says it means the tenth one according to his counting, meaning, in other words, that, for example, in this case, let's say they're coming out in pairs, or let's say he's counting every other one. So the din will be that the 19th and the 20th ones that come out, the tenth pair that comes out, will be the ones that are Meiser. And if they come out by hundreds, then the tenth group of 100 that comes out will be Meiser, and so forth. That's Rav Mori. Rav Kahana Omer L'minyan Behemah Sukkadosh. Hold on. Rav Kahana Omer L'minyan Behemah Sukkadosh. Rav Kahana says, no, it goes according to the count of animals, which is what we said before that Rav Huna Bar Sechor holds. So in other words, for example, in the first case, let's say, so the last one of the fifth pair will be Kodesh. Okay. So let's see. Knan, you learn in our Mishnah. Let's see which...
This Mishnah contradicts what
we said previously. Rav Huna, we have two opinions of Amiroyim. We have to figure out which one fits better with our Mishnah. Tanan, we learn in our Mishnah, Yotzer Shnayim Tachas, if two animals come out at the same time, Moina Oisim Shnayim Shnayim, so we said he count them as two, Menon Echon, if you count them as only one, Shiva Asir Mekokolin, eventually when you get to the ninth and tenth, they're going to be messed up, because what's really the ninth you're thinking is the eighth and so forth. Okay, so according to Rav Mori, who says that you go according to his counting, then that explains why the ninth and tenth ones are going to be messed up. Because the Asiri Kokori Lechi, because the real tenth one is calling number 9, or the real 11th one is calling number 10. Elam under Omelam, Minyan, Behemoth, Sukkotish. But according to Rav Kana, if you anyway go according to whichever animal comes out 10 to 10, then why is there any kilkul? L'chi, chi, korile. The one that came out 9th is really being called 9th. V'laskiri, yaskiri, korile. And the one that's 10th is being called 10th. If you go according to his counting, like the Minyan Hukadosh, then yeah, you have a mess up over here because he counted two animals as one. But if you say that Laminyan Behemoth Hukadosh, that it goes according to the actual number of animals that went out, so what's the difference? When the ninth one comes out, what's the difference? What you call that the fact is the ninth. When the tenth one comes out, doesn't matter what you call that the fact is the tenth. The answer is, Amalach Rav Yechanan, the answer is Rav Yechanan can answer you, Ki an mina anna, the answer is Rav Yochanan will say that no, my case actually has nothing to do necessarily with the Mishnah because I'm talking about ki heicha de'ikavim la'apuki zogis zogis. I'm talking about when he meant to bring them out in pairs or in tens or in hundreds or what have you. Then Rav Yochanan would say that what you do is you go according to whichever group whichever the tens group that comes out will be covered. No, right, in terms of pairs or whatever way you intended to count them by pairs, then yeah, they go by pairs. Heicha d'nafak memela, but we're accidentally on their own. Two of them come out at one point. Loy, I'm not necessarily talking about that case. So the Mishnah is not necessarily addressing that case.
But it seems to contradict what we said previously. It
doesn't contradict what we said previously. We're saying, Rav Yochanan is saying,
if regardless of the pairage, the tent is the tent. Here we say it does count, the pairage, the tent pairage,
that was according to Rav Huna Bar's Torah. Rav Yochanan doesn't have to agree with Rav Huna Bar's Torah. Okay, fine. So he doesn't. They're Amaroyim. They're allowed to argue with each other. Oh, fine. Toshma, the Gemara says, okay, let me bring a proof as far as that we see that his counting is what's important. Minon, or the other way around, that's whichever one actually comes out tenth that's important, doesn't matter what he calls it. Because the Braita says, Minon l'mafreya, what happens if he counted the animals backwards, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, etc.?
So,
the din is Asiru Shabaminian or Kaddish. The one that he counts as the tenth one is Kaddish, meaning, no, not the first one, meaning the tenth one that comes out. So, Bishleim Elamanda Omelam, meaning Behemoth or Kaddish, according to the opinion that you go according to Minyan Behemoth, that you go according to the actual number of animals that came out, one after the other, good. Well, then the tenth one that came out, doesn't matter that you called it one. The fact is it is the tenth one, therefore it's Kaddish. So then that
tenth one then went out.
That's what we're talking about. Elam under Omer Laminyan Shalayhu Kodesh. But if you say according to the Mari that you go according to his counting, then what does that mean? Asiri Chad Korile. He called the tenth one number one. So how can you tell us that one is going to be Kodesh? The answer is Omer Rava Hoyo Veise B'Minyona Parsa. Yeah, but Rava says the reason why that works in that case is because that's how it works in Persian counting. Dekoru La'asora Chad. In the Persian system of counting, they call 10 one. Now, we don't mean they use the word one for it. What we mean is the Pashtos that they call a group of 10, like they call it like the first 10 or the first. It could be, for example, we're talking about like they were starting to develop the concept of zero around that time, for example. So maybe what we mean is like they would think of it as one group of 10 and zero units, which is how we write nowadays.
Still contradicts what we said.
No, the point is, in other words, therefore, we can argue that when he calls the tenth one one, he's actually calling it 10 according to a different system of numeration. In other words, maybe you could say, maybe Rava would say, maybe let's say, for example, you called it 2 or 17 or whatever, maybe it wouldn't work. But if you call it 1, then the Braita is saying it works, not on the grounds that you go according to his counting, but, well, on the grounds that you do go according to his counting, because in his counting, he called it by something which in a certain system of numbering is called 10.
So he says, basically, without paraphrasing, the count does count.
Well, according to the money. Again, according to Rav Huna Bar, according to Rav Huna Bar's Torah. Again, we don't have to agree with Rav Huna Bar's Torah.
Right.
Rav Huna Bar's Torah was a brilliant Talmid Chacham, and his mother had a great source that he was able to come up with this on the Shabbos of the Rigla, but it doesn't mean that we have to follow him. In practice, the Rambam paskins like Rav Mori, which seems to be the most straightforward reading, which is Laminyan Shaloihu Kaddish. You go according to his numeration, so therefore, yes, if they're coming out in pairs, the tenth pair is Kaddish. If they're coming out in dozens, then the tenth dozen is Kaddish, and so forth. Yeah. Yeah, it does make sense because it means, in other words, when you have two,
if the other, if the one that crosses,
fine. what Rav Mori is saying, that you have, because you're counting them, because you're meaning to count them in groups, and Rav Yochanan himself seems to be saying the same thing, that when you're meaning to count them in groups, then fine, each group is considered in that sense as if it was one animal. Therefore, when the tenth group passes by under the stick, all the members of that tenth group are Maisa. Okay, that's how it is.
And that's
Al-Akha? That's Al-Akha. In fact, the Rambam doesn't even bring this business about Minyan Parsa. The Rambam just says straight out, the tenth one or the tenth group is always Kaddish.
The tenth counted
is always Kaddish.
And when you the count is with a pair?
So then the tenth pair.
Both are Kaddish?
Yes, because again, so you have two come out, then another two, etc. So now you're up to 18 animals will come out. The tenth pair, 19 and 20, are going to be Kaddish. They're going to be the Maitre Behema on behalf of the other 18 that came out.
Three at a time.
Same thing, the tenth group of three. If he does 100 at a time, then the tenth group of 100, etc. Yeah.
What did he
But I'm understand from our Gemara over here. That's Rav Mori's opinion, and he understands. He's halacha like Rav Mori.
Why?
Could be because the Gemara works to try to make the brightest work like him, rather than saying we shlogged him up. Could be because it's a more straightforward understanding of Rav Yechanan's statement, Menon Zugis Zugis. Yeah. Whatever it is, that's how it is. Okay. Mishnah. Then we have the case where you mixed up and you called the 9th 1-10 and the 10th 1-9 and the 11th 1-10, and we said that all three of them have a degree of kedusha. So let's get into the details how we know that didn't. Turn on. How do we know all three of them have a certain degree of kedusha?
Right.
The pasuk says all ma'aser of cattle and sheep. Kola shayaber tachas hashavet, whatever goes under the stick, ha'asiri yiyakodesh, the tenth one will be kodesh. So in other words, the point is, v'chol ma'aser bako v'tzayin implies any way in which it can be considered ma'aser, whether it was actually the tenth one or whether you called it the tenth one. But v'chol ma'aser bako v'tzayin. So therefore, it means v'chol ma'aser, anything that has a claim to being called asir.
A pair
or
triplet. Whatever.
No, forget about that. Forget about pairs and triplets. We're talking about the case of our Mishnah where you mistakenly called the 9th 1-10 and you mistakenly called the 11th 1-10.
Yeah, but I'm
those. No. So the point is, because it says v'chol ma'aser b'aser means any individual animal that has a claim to being called ma'aser, and in this case it does. The 9th one has a claim to being called ma'aser because it was counted as number 10. So is the 11th one. Therefore, they have a din of ma'aser. Continues the bray, and therefore they have kedusha. Yochol ashani marba afshmini u'shnei ma'aser. So then you would think in that case the same thing should be included. The 8th and the 12th one, for example, if you counted the 8th one as number 10, it should also. No. I'm going to say it like this. Hoyo vohu kodesh. Now look, we know that the ma'aser behema itself is kodesh. We know also the ta'usain is kodesh. The animal that you mistakenly call the tenth, we just said from the word v'chol, is also kodesh, meaning the ninth or the 11th. But we have to figure it like this. Ma'hu einim kodesh ela b'samuch. The tenth animal itself. When is it kodesh? Only the one that is closest to 10. Now what number is closest to 10?
10.
Ah, 10. 10 is closest to 10, right? So therefore, the same thing, the toast can only become Kaddish only if it's as close as possible to 10. So it's not 10 itself, otherwise it wouldn't be a toast, but only when it's as close as possible. Therefore, only 9 and 11. 8 and 12 are already too far away to be included in that. Okay. So that's how we know that the 9th and the 11th have that ability to become Kaddish. Okay. The Gemara says, though, Vahatanya, but we learn in
we
just said. Because the tenth one itself is samuch, 10 is as close as possible as you could get to 10. It's an identity. But that's the thing. The point is, the same way as you say Adam Korah Vetalatme, right? There's no closer relative to a person than himself. You wouldn't normally, in normal speech, you wouldn't call him a relative. But the fact is, when you consider who's a relative of a person, he's his own closest relative. Yeah. So the same thing, 10 is the number that's most that's closest to 10. So therefore, so 9 and 11, so therefore only the numbers that are as close as possible while still being a mistake. And since you can't have fractional numbers over here, because we have to be talking whole numbers, then therefore it has to be 9 and 11. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so the question is, v'hotanya ma'hu miyuchad af ta'usi miyuchedes. But we learn another braisa that says that, no, there's a different way of learning it. Just like 10 is a unique number, there's no other number that is equal to it. The same way the toast can only be one single animal. In other words, toast means a mistake, yeah. In other words, this last braisa is saying, this last braisa is saying that you can't have two possible mistaken ones that would both have kedusha. It's one or the other. Just like when it comes to regular meiser, you only have one animal out of every 10 is meiser. So he says the same thing. Fine, I agree that the pasuk is implying that a mistake, that one that's mistakenly called 10 has the din of the 10 to a certain extent, but only one at a time, not two at a time, like you said in the Mishnah. The answer is Tony Tana Kamejer of Yechanan. A Tana taught this braisa. It's a question, eh? So the answer is Tony Tana Kamejer of Yechanan. A Tana taught this braisa in front of Rav Yechanan. And the explanation was Homani Rav Elazar b'Rav Shimon. That last braisa would be according to the opinion of Rav Elazar b'Rav Shimon. The Tanya, Omer Rav Elazar b'Rav Shimon. The Tanya Rav Elazar b'Rav Shimon Omer. Lo'olam ein achad also kodesh. He says the 11th one will never be kodesh. Ad sheyishtoy pachi, only if he was quiet by the 9th one, didn't say anything at all when the 9th one passed by. So he did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9th one passed, said nothing. No, said nothing. Then the yikra lasiri chi or achad also asiri. Then he skipped one by mistake. He was quiet by one. Then the 9th one passed. And then the 10th one passed, and he called it 9. And then the 11th one passed, and he called it 10. That's when Rav Elazar b'Rav Shimon would say that the 11th one has kedusha. Actually, Tosfos brings two possibilities over here. Tosfos brings two possibilities, and Rashi Ksav Yad mentions one of them also. One possibility is that Yishtoik literally means that he was quiet, that he didn't say anything at all. The other possibility is Yishtoik could even mean that he called it number 9. All it means is Yishtoik in the sense he did not call it number 10. In other words, remember, our Mishnah talked about a case where you accidentally called the 9th one number 10. Rav Elazar b'Rav Shimon may mean if you called the 9th one 9, and then you called the 10th one also 9, and then you called the 11th one 10, that's when the 11th would have to go shut. Or the other possibility is maybe not. Maybe Yishtoik means literally he said nothing by 9. But if he said 9 when the 9th one passed, and then he said 9 again when the 10th one passed, maybe then Rav Elazar b'Rav Shimon would still say the 11th one has no kedusha. Because the fact is, you already said the number 9.
So if you said before you go over there twice, you say 9 the second time.
Well, that's one possibility of Tosfos. Again, remember, Tosfos is talking two possibilities. One is that Yishtoik means that you actually didn't say anything when the 9th passed by. You ignored it. Then you called the 10th one 9, and then you called the 11th one 10. The other possibility is you called the 9th one 9. You again called the 10th one 9, and then you called the 11th one 10. So those are the two explanations of Tosfos, what he means.
Basically, he said quiet,
or he named the 9th one 9, right. Okay, now why does he hold that way? Sabala could have Yehuda, because Rav Elazar b'Rav Shimon, on the one hand, holds like Rav Yehuda, from our Mishnah, the Torah's Maiser, Tumurah, who holds that when you make a mistake in Maiser, it's the equivalent of a Tumurah. That was Rav Yehuda had argued, that you don't offer the 11th one of the Korban, he said, because it can't produce another Tumurah, because it ain't Tumurah, it's a Tumurah. He holds that the 11th one is considered a tmura. So Rav Elazar b'Rav Shimon holds like that.
If in an
ordinary case where you name the 11th one 10, right? The Sovala Kavua, also Rav Elazar b'Rav Shimon, also together with that, holds like the opinion of his father, Rav Shimon, the Amma Ein Meim of the Chozer Omeim. Where Rav Shimon says like this. Now, before we talk about transitive tmura, let's say from A to B and then from B to C. But what happens, for example, let's say you had animal A was a korban, and then you took animal B and said, I'm making it a tmura for A. So we know it becomes a tmura. Now, what would happen if you, B for A, right? So both A and B now have kedusha. What would happen now if you took animal C, not you made it a tmura for B? We know that wouldn't work. But what if you said, took C and made it a tmura for A? Would that work? The Chachamim hold, yes. The Chachamim hold, your
A is a tmura
for A. No, A itself is the original korban.
A
is the original Korban. B is the Tumura. So if you, yeah, that's fine. But C can also be the Tumura of A. And D can also be the Tumura. Why not? You can have many Tumuras from one animal. Yeah, that's how it is. Each one of them gets Kedusha. The original animal still has Kedusha. No, that is the point. The Chachamim hold, as we're going to learn about it in the Sefer Tumura in a few weeks, as the Shem, that one animal is able to produce many Tumuras. You can't have transitively. You can't go from A to B and from B to C. But you can go from A to B and from A to C and from A to D, etc. Rav Shimon disagrees with that. Rav Shimon holds like what you're trying to argue, that you can't. So therefore,
yes, you can.
The Chachamim say you can. sort of laws of Reb Shimon over here holds like a combination of Reb Yehuda's and Reb Shimon's opinions. Because he holds like Reb Yehuda, that the 11th one itself is considered a tmura when it's mistakenly called 10. And he holds like Reb Shimon, that one original korban can't produce two tmuras. That is why he says that the 11th one is not going to become this tmura, as Reb Yehuda is calling it, unless the ninth one was a tmura by being called 10, then the 11th one can't be a tmura, because you can't have the 10th one produce a tmura on number 9 and on number 11. That would violate Reb Shimon's rules.
One animal cannot produce
two tumors, whereas the chacham hold it could. So that is why Rabbi Elazar ben Reb Shimon holds that if the ninth one, that's why Rabbi Elazar ben Reb Shimon holds that only if you were quiet on the ninth one, again, meaning either you didn't count it at all, or you counted it as number 9, you didn't call it a number 10, then the 11th one, then you only have one tumura from 10 to 11, good, that can work. But to have that there would be a tumura from 10 to 9 and from 10 to 11, that he says doesn't work.
He holds like his father,
and he holds like Rabbi Yehuda that it's a tzmura. If he held like the mayor of our Mishnah that it's not a tzmura, then Rabbi Shimon's opinion wouldn't come into the picture anyway.
The halacha is not like him,
right? The halacha is like the chachamim, that the 9th, 10th, and 11th are all able to have kedusha.
They say you can have many tzmuras to one
enemy. Well, they may also hold like the mayor of our Mishnah that it's not even a tzmura anyway. Because after all, Yehuda holds tzmura like. It's not really a tzmura, because again, as the mayor said in the Mishnah, ilu hari tzmura lo hari karev. If it was a real tzmura, you wouldn't be bringing it as a shlomim in the first place.
That's correct.
That is in fact the halacha. The tzmura of a bechor is not of a manaisa. So they're not considering them tzmuras. Exactly. Exactly. That is right. So therefore, there's not even a question of how many tzmuras one animal can produce anyway. Okay.